This is Bob Larson with your Marketline report for Thursday, August 3rd. Grain prices bouncing around on Tuesday with wheat a little lower. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
But that U.S. dollar index has been trending lower for the past number of weeks, and that's offering some support in the market. You know, the market really rallied up, and it was difficult to hold off there. So there was some liquidation. The market was moving lower, and it certainly long-term has a very bearish view right now. So we're looking very closely at the world supplies are still pretty plentiful. But when the numbers come in at the end of the summer, I think it's going to tell us really what direction wheat is going to go. Maybe it got a little bit overbought from a little bit of nervousness, but we're in early August, so the heat still remains ahead of us, and there could be other issues, so we're watching that closely.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday down a half point at 461 and a quarter. September corn ended the day up 2.5 at 364 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day down a half point, ranging from 505 and three quarters to 530. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were down 0.75 points, ranging from 539.5 to 569.5. The NS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were up 4.25, ranging from 797.25 to 847.25. Live cattle for September were up $1.80 at 114.95, and September feeder cattle were up $1.15 at 150.70. September Class 3 milk was down 27 cents at 16.46. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Marketline Report from the Ag Information Network.